My dear brothers and sisters, in Christ, like I said in the introduction, in the gospel of today, a difference is made between the teaching authority of Jesus Christ and that of the scribes, and I've added the Pharisees. In fact, the scribes and the Pharisees were known to be people who taught one thing and did the very opposite of what they taught others to do. In other words, they were not true to themselves. They were not authentic people or authentic teachers. Their only interest was to prescribe the law to others so that they can follow, whilst they themselves behaved contrary. Even in cases when they did what they taught, they did not mean it. They didn't do it from their heart. They only put on a mask. And that is why Jesus will constantly refer to them as hypocrites. So if you remember when Jesus was teaching his disciples about prayer, he tells them, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen. I say unto you, they have received their reward. And when Jesus uses the word hypocrites, he means someone who puts on a mask to pretend to be what he is not. My dear friends, you would like to think that because the scribes and the Pharisees were Jews, people who considered themselves as the chosen people of God, they would always teach and do exactly what the law of God says. Why? Because it is through them that the law was given. And they themselves were the teachers of this law given to them through Moses by God. But they only taught others and obliged them to follow it. So this is why Jesus will say of the Pharisees to his disciples, therefore, do and observe all the things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice. This is Matthew 23, verse 3. Since all their works were performed only to be seen, they appeared to be very artificial, and so they lacked power and authority over the people to whom they preached. But my dear friends, unlike the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus taught with power and authority. And this power and authority of Jesus came from his identity. He knew himself to be the Son of God, so he taught and did everything according to the knowledge that he had of himself. And so if Jesus spoke, he spoke the word of God, the word that builds and not destroys. If he did something, he did that which was good. And as good teacher, the good he did is what he expects everyone to do. So if Jesus wanted to teach about service to others, he would wash the feet of his disciples to demonstrate exactly what he means. If he wanted people to know what it means to forgive, he will tell the woman caught in adultery, neither do I condemn you, but go and sin no more. If Jesus wanted us to feed the hungry, he will first feed the multitudes who were hungry, so that you and I can learn what it means to have concern for others. If Jesus taught us that there is no greater love than to lay down your life for those that you love, he himself will finally die on the cross for our sake, so that we will know exactly what he means by what he teaches. So the authority of Jesus is the authority of the word of God that he, the Son of God, put into practice and taught others to do the same. And because this is what he does, there is no evil in him. There's no evil of hatred in him because he loves. There's no evil of selfishness in him because his interest is the good of others. There's no evil of discrimination and corruption in him, because for him, everybody is the child of God and must be treated with dignity and justice and fairness. This is Jesus. So brothers and sisters, since there's no evil in Jesus, in his presence, evil spirits shiver and quiver because they know that they have no place in him. Who Jesus is and what he does destroys evil. It makes evil disappear. And so in the synagogue, as we have heard in the gospel, when the evil spirit sees Jesus, they ask, "What have you come to do with us? Have you come to destroy us?" In other words, they are telling Jesus, "We, the evil spirits, exist. And there is so much evil in the world because people do not do what is good and what is right. So now, have you come to do the good, to do the right thing, so that we will disappear?" And then they continue. "And this seems to be the reason why you are here, because we know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." My dear friends, the evil spirits recognize the power and the authority of Jesus. The authority that comes from his identity. And so they tremble, shiver, they rave, and they pant. Because they know that in the presence of the light of the word of God, the darkness of evil has no place. Sisters and brothers in Christ, the power and the authority of Jesus is your power and it is my power. And that is why the gospel of John says, "To all those who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the power to become the children of God, daughters and sons of God." Yes. Because Jesus' identity as the Son of God has become our own identity, we possess his power. And what is that power? It is the power to do that which is good, so that evil will disappear. It is the power to love, so that hatred will be no more. It is the power to be just, so that injustices of all kinds will be left in oblivion. It is the power to be kind, the power to be generous, the power to be humble, the power to serve others, and so many other powers, positive powers that you can think of. And my dear friends, when we use this power, we will be filled with the Spirit of Christ, and we will become holy. And in our presence, like in the presence of Jesus, evil spirits will scream and disappear. They will have no feet to stand on to face us, because we have the power of Jesus Christ in us, the power of the children of God. When we use this power, we will have the moral high ground, the moral authority on which to stand to denounce the ills and evils in society.
and our voices will be adhered to because we possess that power. If you do not use that power given us, and yet we want to teach others what to do, no one will take us seriously, because we will just be like the scribes and the Pharisees who preach virtue and practice vice. And I want to believe that it is St. Francis of Assisi who understood this power given us and so earnestly prayed to God, "Lord, make me the instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy." And all of us here, my dear friends, have the power to do this and even more, because Jesus has already told us that the one who believes in me will do the work that I do, and greater things he will do. My dear friends, I want to believe that each and every one of us here dislikes evil. We all scream, we all shout when we see that things are not going on right. But after shouting, we don't want to use the power given us to eradicate that which we abhor, that which we dislike. And so now Jesus is telling us, and through the testimony of the evil spirit, we know that if we want to destroy hatred, we have to love. If we want to destroy evil, we have to do good. And this power is given to you. This power is given to me. This power is given to each and every one of us. So we should go beyond shouting. We should go beyond screaming. We should go beyond saying we dislike what is happening, and start doing the right thing now. And so as we make this prayer of St. Francis our own prayer, I will say, we turn to each other and we say, "You have the power of God in you." Say it, "We have the power of God in you." Use that power. You are the child of God.